Torin Wells reminding us of the power of prayer. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:11 on this Friday. A wonderful time of the morning. Mm-hmm. It gets us thinking, you know, this time when we ponder the goodness of God, the blessing of a new day, and all the things that come with a day, because we never really know what it is that we are celebrating besides the goodness of God. Ryan always seems to inform us of many holidays. Ryan, what day is it today?
We just need stuff to celebrate sometimes.
Well, I thought the goodness of God was enough.
Oh, that's amazing. Not knocking that. A little extra here. It's 6:11 in the morning.
Sure.
You know, getting up's hard. So, the every day of the year, the premise of the game is every day of the year, there are holidays. So many holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pick two that are real. They are today. They are November 21st. And then I make a third one up, and you and Beth try to guess, which is the fake day. And it's hard to do sometimes because so many of these days are just a little bit on the bizarre side. And easy to make up days.
Sure.
Okay. So the game's explained.
Yes.
Today we have three options here. The first one is Calvin and Hobbes Day.
Mm.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, cute.
It's hard to realize that that cartoon was only written for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And he was done. Mm-hmm. And it's everywhere. Even now, it's everywhere. We have tons of Calvin Hobbes cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. And then next we have National Stuffing Day.
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Mm. The food.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of stuffing?
I am.
I am too.
Yeah.
My wife's like, why would I waste calories on that? I'm like, waste?
Hello. I mean, that's like, to me, that is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's all about the stuffing. It's the only time I get it. Oh.
This is embarrassing, but like a box of stuffing, as a single person, that was supper. The entire box.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I need anything else?
Yeah.
I might feel sick for a while, but boy, that was a good,
I know,
comforting meal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm this big. Okay, so don't do it anymore because we don't have stuffing in our house currently. So stuffing day.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have Substitute Educators Day.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't call it Substitute Teachers Day, but substitute, I guess, because you can also substitute for other people at the school. I get it now.
Just
answering my own question there.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. Very interesting days.
Yeah.
You have quite a plethora.
A plethora.
Of days. What do I choose? These are all good. The substitute educator or substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they don't get enough respect.
No.
They don't.
That's a tough job.
Yeah.
I got my substitute teacher's license.
You did?
And never went. I did a long time ago.
Oh.
In Ohio.
Well, okay.
I didn't have a job, and so I was looking for work, and I got that, but then I ended up doing other things, so.
Yeah.
That's probably good.
When I was in college, you know, everybody was asking me if I was getting an education degree, you know, because I majored in music, and mm-hmm. everybody thought, oh, yeah, music education, and I'm like, oh, no. No. and they're asking, you know, they were like, why? It's like, there's no way I would get in front of kids in a classroom. Yeah. Are you crazy? No way. And so, yeah, I couldn't handle the strain of that.
And so. I don't know what the requirements are now. At the time, all you needed was a bachelor's degree to be a substitute teacher. No education courses or anything. So.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. In Ohio. I have no idea what it is here.
I would not have the mettle to be in front of kids in a classroom. So, yeah. Stuffing. I think we've established I love stuffing. And Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah. Yeah.
Such a smart child.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. So, which day is not today? I have no idea which direction to go. Which one
and shall I don't want to influence
choose?
You, so.
No, you yeah. do not. And even so, I'm going to say you made up National Stuffing Day.
Not this time.
And I thought you might go for that because it feels weird that it's a week before Thanksgiving, but it is today.
Yeah.
Stuffing Day is today. I guess Thanksgiving moves.
Yeah,
that's
and,
true.
And I mean, I think technically this could be the first possible Thanksgiving.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
It's always, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey.
Maybe, I don't know.
Grab that box of stuffing for lunch. And some
and
butter.
Eat the whole box.
The whole box.
I mean, in my world, I'm not going to make stuffing from scratch.
Well, no.
That's not
kidding?
Happening.
Well,
no.
The box stuff is so good.
It's so good. Okay, so stuffing, legit.
Legit.
Legit. So I have to choose between substitute teachers or Calvin and Hobbes.
I bet Calvin gave substitute teachers a real run for their money.
I'm guessing so.
Who is this child? Why does he have a tiger?
Okay, well, I'm going to say you made up Calvin and Hobbes Day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Somehow I got on a rabbit trail of Calvin and Hobbes and Bill Watterson, the creator, okay. Yesterday, and I was like, no, this could be a Calvin and Hobbes. This could be a day. It
is
isn't.
It not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
And he's really reclusive. Like, you can't hardly, no one can, he doesn't want anyone to talk to him.
Wow.
He's done. Okay. He's done with the whole thing.
Don't even bother honoring.
Well, you can honor it. Sure. Just don't use his copyright. He gets a little upset about
don't
that.
Don't talk to him about it. Okay.
So, well, it's not a real day. And that might be why. It is National Stuffing Day and Substitute Educators Day. Be nice to your substitute teachers.
Okay.
Here's Beautiful Life from Pat Barrett.